Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are taking a look at a question that God asked Moses in Numbers chapter 11. In verse 23, the Lord said to Moses, "Is the Lord's power limited? Is the Lord's power limited?" Other translations read, "Is the Lord's arm short that it cannot save? Is the Lord's arm short that it cannot save? Is the Lord's power limited so much so that it cannot help you in your crisis, deliver you from your difficulty, remove your burden, bring a resolution to your circumstance? Is the Lord's power limited?" That is a question, a rhetorical question that God asked of Moses when Moses was in the wilderness with the children of Israel. Moses, being the leader of that great nation, God's chosen people, was facing very, very difficult times. Though God had led them out of Egypt with a high hand, with mighty signs and wonders, with plagues that had never been seen before on the earth, as signs and wonders to the Pharaoh of Egypt and to all of his people, to demonstrate the power of God and the reality of the one true God. And through those multiple plagues, finally, the Pharaoh let the people of Israel go out into the desert, and by doing so, the Exodus began, the Exodus to freedom and out of bondage. So here Moses, as the leader, had led the people of Israel into the wilderness, and then they faced much adversity and obstacles. Though while they were in Egypt, God had made great promises to them. "I am taking you to the land that flows with milk and honey, a place where you'll eat from vineyards you did not plant, and you'll live in houses that you did not build, a place where abundance and blessing will be upon you." And yet there was a period of time between when the promise was made and when the promise was received in its fullness. And it's during that period in between that the Israelites faced obstacles and adversity, where they had to trust God, obey God, have faith that God would care for them and get them to that place called the Promised Land. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses was facing a near mutiny. The people were grumbling and complaining. They were upset because they had not had any meat to eat in a very long time, and they had been surviving on this God-given bread called manna. Now, manna was a very supernatural food, called food from heaven, truly. We know that it must have been something quite outstanding because the scriptures tell us that as the Israelites were in the wilderness those 40 years, there was never one that was sick or feeble among them. You could say it must have been vitamin-packed, nutritious food given to them by God. And yet the grumblers were demanding meat to eat. And under this pressure, Moses was struggling. God asked Moses, "Is the Lord's power limited? Am I limited in the ways that I can bring deliverance to you, that I can provide for you, that I can intervene in your difficult situation? Is the Lord's power limited?" Well, one answer to that question is very simply, it all depends. Now, we know that God's power is not limited in the sense that God is all-powerful and totally able to do what appears absolutely impossible to the natural man. But on the other hand, because God has made a covenant with people who have a free will, God designed them with that free will and allows people to make choices and exercise their own will to choose to go with God, to submit to God's ways, to obey God, or to rebel against God. In that sense, God's power is limited to what each individual person will allow in his or her own life. So is the Lord's power limited? Well, it all depends if we have limited God and his intervention in our lives. This week, we are talking about five ways where we limit God's power from working through our lives, intervening in our lives, five ways where the power of God can be cut off to our lives when we even need it the most. Yesterday, we talked about how complaining, a spirit of complaining and murmuring and grumbling and a spirit of ingratitude for God's supply will cut off the power source from God, as we saw in Numbers chapter 11 in the beginning of that passage. Today, we'll take a look at another way that God's power is limited in our lives by our own choices. In Numbers 11, starting at verse 10, we read this account. Now Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, each man at the doorway of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you been so hard on your servant? And why have I not found favor in your sight, that you have laid the burden of all this people on me? Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who brought them forth, that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing infant to the land which you swore to their fathers'? Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me, saying, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I alone am not able to carry all this people because it is too burdensome for me. So if you're going to deal thus with me, please kill me at once, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness." One way that we limit God's power in our own life is demonstrated in this passage of Scripture. Moses was limiting God to what he could accomplish in his own strength. He wrongly assumed that God was expecting him to be Israel's leader in his own power. So he told God, "Just kill me because I can't do it." He looked at his own lack of ability and he couldn't see God's ability when he said, "I alone am not able to carry all this people because it's too burdensome for me." That kind of attitude, or that kind of paradigm, that kind of perspective, that kind of thinking will tire you out, burn you out, and overwhelm you very fast. When we limit God to what we can accomplish in our own strength, as if God was asking us to do things in our own strength, we will very quickly come to the point where we say, "God, I just can't do it. Take me out of here." And yet God has given each and every single believer an assignment from God, a purpose for each individual life. But God had no intention for any of us to try to achieve it in our own strength. We know from Zechariah chapter 4 that this is the heart of the Lord, not by might, that's human might, not by power, meaning human power or effort, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. God wants you to fulfill the call on your life, to obey the direction God's given you, not in your own strength, not by your own abilities, but by the spirit and the power of God. We cut off that power source, however, when we begin to think we have to try to fulfill God's will for our lives in our own strength, in our own flesh, in our own abilities. God wants you to walk in the power of his might, not in the power of your own might. Acts 1:8 tells us, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." God commissioned the New Testament church to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, but he didn't do it without sending them the power source by which that direction, that command could actually be fulfilled. God has undoubtedly given you direction. Whether you are called by God to a certain ministry, called as a parent, as a husband, or as a wife, perhaps you are a teacher or a business person, and God has called you to that profession to be a witness of God's grace and his love in your very own area. He hasn't called you to try to do it in your own strength any more than he called Moses to try to lead that almost 3 million people in the wilderness in his own abilities. God knew Moses couldn't feed that many people. He never intended for Moses to try to do it by himself. He simply wanted Moses to trust God and to obey God. Don't limit God to what you can accomplish in your own strength. Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible, George Mueller wrote. There's no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. God wants you to rely on his power, and then he can accomplish the impossible through you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.